Giant Goliath beetles and other creepy dead insects cover a laboratory table in the old agriculture building on the University of Arkansas campus. We're in the Anthropod Museum. Anthropods are invertebrate creatures. They don't have backbones, with an exoskeleton, segmented bodies, and jointed appendages, including insects, spiders, centipedes, and shellfish. Jeff Barnes curates the museum.
We have a collection of about 750,000 specimens of insects from all over Arkansas and some from other parts of the world as well. They're primarily used for research and teaching. We also have some displays that our graduate students take out to the schools for educational programs. And we take them to our every other year insect festival as well, usually held here in Fayetteville in October.
Next to Barnes are stacks of glass-encased birchwood boxes filled with the deceased cicadas.
Well, this glass-topped drawer contains approximately 100 specimens of what we call magi cicada. These are the periodical cicadas that will be appearing shortly, within a couple of weeks. These guys are very distinctive. They don't look at all like the annual dog day cicadas. They're about an inch to an inch and a half long, primarily black, but in fresh specimens, the eyes are bright orange-red color. And the wings also have a bright orange, reddish color on the wing veins. So they're very distinctive. These guys will start to disappear probably late June, early July. And then they will be followed by what we call the dog day cicadas, the genus Tibbison. These are the ones that you hear during the very hot days of July and August every year. But the periodical cicadas only come out every 13 years.
Certain northern birds have a 17-year life cycle. And unlike wasps, flies, mosquitoes, and those awful ticks, you don't really see cicadas very much.
They spend most of their lives as nymphs underground, perhaps up to 10 or 12 inches underground, feeding on tree roots. Now, tree root sap is very non-nutritious, so they have these extremely long life cycles in order to make up for the lack of good nutrition. On the 13th year, the mature nymph digs its way to the surface, crawls out, finds maybe a leaf or a tree trunk, and then the adult emerges from the last nymphal skin and leaves that skin behind.
Tiny little bug exoskeletons will soon litter the forest floor and perhaps your yard. Nymphs, sometimes in huge populations, leave their burrows at sunset and molt. These young adults are mostly white. They climb toward the tops of trees to locate sunny spots and darken as their exoskeletons harden. Males then course to locate females.
Now, some of the broods have apparently gone extinct from human activities such as paving or plowing, removing trees. The trees, of course, are the food source for the nymphs. So if the trees are gone, the nymphs will die.
Cicada's ecological role is not really apparent, considered mostly a nuisance to humans. But to certain wildlife, they're like candy.
Of course, when the cicadas come to the surface and the adults emerge, there's a sudden pulse of a huge amount of food for predators. Things like copperhead snakes just love the cicadas that are freshly emerging from the ground. And of course, birds would enjoy them too. But the theory about these huge emergences is that there's so much food that the predators become satiated very early on in the emergence. So there's always a portion of the population left that can reproduce for the next 13-year cycle.
Cold spring rains have kept temperatures unseasonably low this spring, delaying emergence, but it'll be evident in coming weeks.
When the emergence really gets going, primarily in forested areas, the male choruses can be extremely loud. I've read reports where the decibel level is even higher than a jet plane going overhead. They can be extremely loud. I've also read reports where certain researchers studying periodical cicadas had to limit themselves to 20 to 30 minutes in the forest. Otherwise, they just go crazy listening to this extremely loud sound. Of course, the purpose of the male singing is to attract females. And they sing in unison and in these very distinctive songs for each species. Each brood has 3 to 4 species in it, and each of those species has a distinctive song, male song.
Calling and courting songs of the Major Cicada tretisson. We've not heard this sound since the summer of 1998. Male periodical cicadas produce songs using a pair of timbals or ridged membranes on the first abdominal segment, which is hollow and resonant. They collectively pause even, which conveys a sort of mechanical sound. Despite the noise, cicadas don't bite or sting, nor do they damage forests, although they can harm delicate young fruit and nursery trees.
The adults will take some sap from twigs and leaves, but their feeding apparently causes no damage. Now, their oviposition behavior, their egg-laying behavior, does cause significant damage, particularly to fruit trees. The females have very sharp, sword-like ovipositors that they use to slash the tips of twigs, and then they lay their eggs inside, deep in the tissues where they've slashed the twigs, and that frequently will weaken the twig and cause it to break and stay on the tree, a condition called flagging, or just break off completely from the tree. The amount of damage will depend upon how many cicadas there are in that particular area. Fruit tree growers probably will not enjoy having the periodical cicadas around. The cicadas will also lay their eggs in oak trees and, you know, the wild vegetation. There would be no significant damage there, I don't suspect. By the way, there have been estimates from some people that in certain areas as many as 1.5 million cicadas per acre emerge. So that's a pretty incredible number.
Jeff Barnes suggests earplugs if you're out in the forest for any significant amount of time.
The upcoming emergence is referred to as Brood 19. It's also called the Great Southern Brood. It covers most of the southeastern United States except for Florida. It will cover the entire state of Arkansas. Now, not necessarily every spot within Arkansas. It'll be fairly patchy. It'll be mostly in areas where there are mature forests. The emergence has already started in Arkansas, down in Sevier County and Ashley County. Reports have come out just within the last day or two. So I suspect in a couple more weeks, our soil temperatures up here will get warm enough in order to allow the emergence to happen.
But be warned, it ain't over. We also have Brood 23 of the 13-year periodical cicada in the wings.
Arkansas also has Brood 23 of the 13-year periodical cicada. The next time that will emerge will be in 2015. It's a much smaller brood than the one we're going to experience this year, and it's primarily in the western part of the state. It's the Mississippi River brood.
Don't worry, the cacophony won't last too long. By August, it will be replaced by the annual Dog Day cicadas. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.